God knows that you can't follow his law perfectly, and that's kind of the point. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever felt like God has high expectations for us? Like we're supposed to be perfect and follow all his rules perfectly? I mean, just look at all the laws he gave the Israelites in the Old Testament. But here's the thing. None of us are perfect. We've all made mistakes. We've all messed up in some way. And that's actually what the law was meant to show us, that we need God's help. We can't be perfect like him on our own. Now, that help came from God the Son, Jesus, like we read about in today's Devo, Saved Through Faith by Elizabeth Cooper. Are you ever confused or discouraged when you read the Old Testament and see the Ten Commandments or all the long lists of laws God gave his people? It seems impossible to follow every single one of those rules. And as humans in a fallen world, it is. God did not give the Israelites all these commandments because he thought they would follow them perfectly. He knew beforehand they would fall short. So why did he give them the law? God wanted to show us we can never measure up to his perfection. We've all sinned, and we could never earn his forgiveness. And because God loves us, he wants us to realize our desperate need for a savior. We need Jesus. Romans 3:23 through 26 points out, everything in the Bible points to Jesus, including the Old Testament laws. So, flash forward to the New Testament, where God the Father sends God the Son, Jesus, to earth to do what we could never do. Jesus became a human and lives a perfect life, embodying all of God's good ways. Because Jesus is sinless, he is able to give up his own life as an acceptable sacrifice for the sins of all people in all time. When Jesus died on the cross, he took all our sin upon himself, like 1 Peter 2:24 says. And then he rose again, defeating the power of sin and giving eternal life to all who trust in him as their savior. So, whenever we read the law, let's remember it shows us how much we need a savior. We can't do it on our own. And because of Jesus, we don't have to. God saves us through faith in Jesus, not through any works or good deeds we do. So praise God. All right, let's think about this for a second. Have you ever tried to please God by doing good things and trying to do everything right? How could it be freeing to know that we're not perfect, but Jesus has already done everything that was needed to save us? The law points to our need for Jesus. We don't need to do anything or clean ourselves up before coming to God. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we can come to God just as we are. If you want to know more about what it means to trust in Jesus, go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, 1 through 20, and more verses in Isaiah 53, 5 through 12, and 2 Corinthians 5, 21 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you can have it with you whatever you're doing with the Unlocked app. It's free, and you can listen or read each day's devotion and read the Bible verses that go along with each Devo. So get the Unlocked app by searching your app store for Unlocked Daily Devotions for Teens. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. When you're in fear, go to God. She's going to talk about a few stories from the Bible about that. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.